Yo, how do you feel about, I've seen a lot of Jordan Peterson hate lately.
That's fine.
Have you noticed that?
About what, the Vice interview? They've been doing that for a while. But then if it's like, well, what's your beef with them? They're just like, well, it's obvious. It's just obvious what he's doing.
He's alt-right, dude. He's very sexist.
Dude, he gets people, he takes people from the alt-right constantly, dude.
Sexist.
How many letters does he get a month? People like, thank you. I was teetotaling the idea of going extreme right wing, and you pull me from there.
Speaking of extreme right wing, somebody said I did a Sam Hyde joke last week.
Yeah, I wonder what that was.
Yeah, I don't know. But that's sick, dude. Yeah. Anything Sam Hyde's fucking...
Chill, that's parallel thinking. But yeah, I mean, people can hate on Peterson, dude. And it's like, I'm always like, dude, what's your beef with him? What's your specific beef with him? And how much of his content have you watched? And they're like, I don't have a problem. That's a weird thing a lot of people dance around. They're like, I mean, I don't personally have a problem. It's like, just watch his shit. He's telling people to fucking be better.
Clean your bloody room.
Clean your room, dude. Shoulder your fucking burden. I know. I'm in that subreddit a lot too, the Jordan Peterson.
Well, the one thing, like O'Connor, for example, or whenever they have a problem with him, it's usually the religion stuff. And it's like, if you listen to what he's saying about it, I don't understand.
Exactly,
he's just
dude.
Saying these are archetypes, these storylines that we've always used. And there's a reason that that's in the human consciousness.
Yeah. And he tells people that. People who literally interpret the Bible as the word of God, he says, like, don't do that. It's bad. It's stupid to do.
He loves the J.K. Rowling analogy. He's like, that's all Harry Potter is.
Oh, dude.
It's the story of the Bible.
When you watch his thing and he breaks down, like, the Lion King and breaks down Pinocchio, it's just, dude, it's the fucking... I watched that in our old house, and it was like Pinocchio went off to go... All he had to do was go to school and do what he was supposed to do, and he goes off, and they're like... Hey, you don't have to go to school. You can be in show business. And he goes off and he's like, everyone's laughing at him. He's fucking up. And I'm just watching this just like, oh God.
You're Pinocchio.
Oh God, I'm Pinocchio. And then he goes to the salt. He breaks the whole story down. Then he leaves there and they're like, dude, show business rough. You got to go to Treasure Island. And he goes there. And the whole point of Treasure Island is that they turn you into mules, into a beast of burden. So if you abandon your responsibility.
They turn you into a beast of burden.
Yeah, and you go to the fucking salt mine, dude. And then he escapes there. Dude, when you watch him break it down, I would just lay in my room at 2 in the morning and be like, oh my God.
So you thought you were Pinocchio?
Yeah.
You think he got a sheath for his nose?
Yeah.
Manhood? Yeah.
But that's when people fucking shit on him. I'm like, dude, I guarantee you've watched none of his stuff.
Yeah. I think it's just
trendy.
It's one of those things where it's almost like the same reason I just said Rick and Morty was gay.
True.
It's because his fans.
He does have like really annoying acolytes who they all try to talk like him too, which is annoying. They're like, I mean, it's absolutely reprehensible. And it's like, stop, dude. You heard him say
it's
that.
Bloody reprehensible.
Yeah. Everyone tries to talk like him. And it's like, that's a weird thing that's popping up now where it's like people are trying to become intellectuals now. Where before, like, it wasn't cool to be like an intellectual.
Yeah,
now
yeah,
with
yeah.
like Sam Harris and Ben Shapiro.
That. With
a lot of
you,
people,
O'Connor, and...
well, I actually feel
Gerben.
Like...
You, O'Connor, and Gerben. O'Connor and Gerben both have the Sam Harris
yeah.
I'm way all Peterson, of speaking. Or
I'm all Peterson.
David Deutsch or whatever. Younger.
Dude, Gerben
or
loves
all these
David
guys
Deutsch,
that you guys
dude.
All fucking love. And it's just like...
Yeah. It's weird. I watch when I watch other people do it, I'm like, ugh, that's kind of... I don't like to do that.
Yeah.
I see it more in the Peterson subreddit. And people are like, well, if you go through the archetypal bubble, it's just like, dude, you're not Peterson, dude.
Yeah.
Don't try to be him.
It's funny to see somebody and listen to somebody that you think is good and smart and just imitate.
Oh, it's funny, too, when I try
I
to do it.
I watch, like, Kenny Powers, and for a week, I'm like, yeah, motherfucker. Yeah.
Well, I'll try to do, like, I'll listen to Peterson and be like, all right, I get this. And I'll be like I was talking about anima possession. I'm like, it's an anima. It's like a bitch. I can't fucking explain anything he
no,
says.
No, I can tell when you're channeling
yeah,
an Peterson. Audiobook or Peterson. Yeah. Or, you're like, well, that's the thing about women. I just watch a vampire movie. It's all bitches want.
Yeah, it's tough. It's tough to get it from the brain out of the mouth, dude.
I mean, imagine listening to a Patrice podcast and then regurgitating Patrice O'Neal.
Like, you're gay, so what? That ain't a platform.
Like, oh, it's just crazy dumb shit.
Yeah, it's weird, man.
Because he would pontificate constantly.
On
Patrice,
stage or
Patrice,
just
yeah, on
in
stage, interviews, everything.
Yeah, his interviews are funny.
He's
shit.
Always got like this, he knows more than everyone in the room,
yeah.
Profound fucking.
Yeah.
But if you listen, he never gets anywhere. A lot of the time.
Yeah, that's true.
A lot of the time, you could, like, he does this Unmasked with Ron Bennington,
mm-hmm.
which is fucking.
Yeah,
sick.
I listened to that. It
I
was
love
good.
It. But I just listened to it again today.
Yeah.
But he there's several times where people ask him a question, and he just answers with just a random 3-minute fucking,
that's fucking
speech
funny.
About nothing.
That's the way to do it. Or you can watch dudes magically transported into the jungle through a video game.
Yeah, and I should have watched, but Clint Eastwood directed the other thing, and he used the actual guys who did it to play the main characters.
How?
They, you know,
the oldest
just,
fuck.
No. It just happened.
Oh, really?
Like a couple years ago.
I just assume you're talking about World War I.
No, I think it was some fucking Muslims got a little rowdy, tried to get an AK out, and a white dude like speared him.
Sounds like something Clint Eastwood would direct. Clint Eastwood
was like, "All right, we need to get the guy who actually did it."
Holy
it's,
shit!
It looks so bad. It looks really bad.
Really
bad enough that I chose Jumanji, knowing what Jumanji was.
Oh, those dudes on motorcycles, dude.
Oh my god, I
and
can't.
The guy
with cannot,
the coming out of his ears. That was great.
Shut the fuck up. You it was so fun. You actually like it.
I had fun watching it. Yeah, I mean it's corny.
Were you
high?
Yes,
I did.
You were
high. Yeah.
All right.
Oh, dude, So I went
Try
into
fucking 9 cups of iced coffee and then watch it.
Yeah, I secretly munched a gummy and went there with my girlfriend.
Right,
and
that would be fun.
I went into the bathroom and I remember like in the middle of the movie, it was funny because I was like, I got to pee. She's like, you're going to miss it. And I'm like, I'm pretty sure I can walk
you're
out for 20 minutes
it.
Of Jumanji. And
I took a shit during Jumanji.
I went into the bathroom and I was sitting here and I was just like, started wondering. I'm like, dude, when did they split up girls and boys bathrooms and what the fuck happened? Because that's fucking mayhem to think about. You can't have them together.
Yeah?
It would be instant dude peeks over the stall. As soon as a girl sat
for
down
sure.
to pee, the guy would just be like, whoop, right over.
Yeah.
Or just like constant fucking like little footsie moves. Like you couldn't do it.
No.
Because I watched the Peterson Vice interview. Did you see that?
No.
You didn't watch that?
No.
So they like did like a long interview with Peterson, put out 9 minutes of it, but they edited at the one point where they were like, something about men and women working together. And Peterson was like, well, do you think men and women can work together? The guy was like, what do you mean? Yeah, I work with women. He's like, we've only worked together for 40 years. Like, do you think we can actually work together without sexually harassing each other? The guy was like, of course we can. I started thinking about that. It's like, dude, we really only
We've only worked together for 40 years.
Dude, without fucking sexually... That's the question. Do you think they can actually work together without sexual harassment?
I mean, every single dude that you ask that to is going to be like, I mean, I work with women and I don't sexually assault them.
It just harassment,
it's basically the same thing. Sexual, yeah, you know what I mean.
Yeah.
It's, every single guy's going to be like, I don't. It's kind of like saying which white people say the N-word.
Yeah.
Every white person's like, I don't. I've never said that.
It's that like, is, you put someone on the hot spot with that, dude. They're like,
every
no.
Every single white
no,
person
never.
Is like, have you ever said that word? I mean, I don't think my mom ever said the N-word. I hope not.
Never know, dude.
But I bet once.
I mean, you put...
She's old.
Exactly.
You probably, I mean, at least maybe she was like doing laundry once and was just like,
I wonder how this
just
is.
Just said it. It was like, oh my.
It's like Voldemort, dude. You can't say
yeah.
it.
Yeah. But no, I didn't see JP on that.
Yeah.
So what do you think of that? You think he's got a point? You don't think men and women can
it's
work
It's a good
together?
Fight. I mean, it was an honest question. And the guy here was like, oh, cool. I hate that.
It's
when
like
those
the,
interviews do that.
It's like, oh, yeah, yeah.
Well,
yeah.
His whole thing was like, and they really, I'm going to see the whole thing, but it's only a 9-minute clip they put out. But he was like, right now, and he's like, I'm only saying this because right now, apparently, fuck, what company is it? It was a big company. Just say like General Motors or whatever.
Sure.
Some company like that. It's like instituting a no-hug policy. Or no, NBC. Within the, the company of, yeah, exactly. Within the company of NBC, they're putting in a no-hugging policy.
All right.
So Peterson was like, well, what about a no-makeup policy? And the guy was like, what are you talking about? And he's like, the whole point of makeup is to suggest sexual arousal.
Yeah, of course.
Red lips, blush cheeks.
You know, I don't like when my girlfriend's like, I should wait, like when she dresses up to go out.
Dude,
like, what are you doing?
My girlfriend puts on
that's why
Ben's time.
I'm Muslim. I'm very Muslim in
I
that
am
sense.
Too, man.
I'm like, dude, get a fucking black
If she spends time burka. Putting on makeup, I'm like, where are we going? And I instantly am like, someone's trying to fuck. She's trying
Damn,
to fuck someone.
Damn,
that dude.
Seems a little paranoid.
Well, dude,
Sounds
why?
Like you got some iced coffees in your system.
Know who's coming to the Tower Theater?
Who dat?
Jordan B. Peterson, bro.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
I might have backstage passes, bro, to meet and greet.
Shut up.
Spudman bought him, bro. We're going.
What? You're going to meet JP?
Yeah.
You should assassinate him.
Shake his hand. Fuck
you
no,
love him
dude.
So much. You're gonna. That'd be a powerful move.
No way, dude. I'm going to go shake his hand and be like, you the man, bro.
Systems.
I know.
You're changing my life, dude.
Dude, he's the fucking man.
Look at my room right now. I'm not listening to JP.
I'll fucking... My room's pretty dirty.
I got a messy room right now.
My room's pretty dirty. But I'm stoked on that, dude. I'm going to go see...
That's awesome.
Yeah. I will like... I'm going to sell. I bought 2 other tickets. They're fucking like... One tickets I got were like $88.
Oh, that's it?
So I got them thinking, I'm like, I got tickets, bud. You know, they're a little pricey, blah, blah, blah. And he was just like, dude's like, I geeked out and got the backstage 200 meet and greet. And I was like, give me one. I'm taking one right now. So I'm going to sell the other ones for $88.
Dude, that is sick. You get to meet JP, though.
I know. I'm proud of you. I'm stoked.
I know you're a big fan of his.
I'm stoked on him, dude.
You should be.
He'll be fun to watch speak in public, too. It'll be interesting. Dude, I'm literally, like, we're like 10 seats back in the theater, like, right up against JP.
You should hit him.
Oh, dude, so I go out, I come out of there, dude. I'm just feeling my fucking oats.
You're coming out of jiu-jitsu.
It's a really, like, hipster. It's like Brooklyn, basically. If yeah. You know, whatever, if however you want to put that. And, dude, I'm seeing these guys who are, like, 30, 35, check, like, looking at 40. And they're, like, they've been working on being cool for so long that, like, I come out of here, and they all, there's, like, a coffee shop next to where I come out of, and, like, a bar or whatever. So I come out, and I just see these dudes with, like, hair like I had, but like just like down to the, almost the middle of their backs with like neck tattoos and like wearing like just their gear, dude. It's like they woke up and put like the first 30 minutes of their day of like figuring out what to wear and shit.
Yeah, that's like, crazy. Dude,
these guys have put a decade into trying to look cool, and it's just like I'm looking at these guys like, what the fuck are you gonna do? Well, you have a neck tattoo of a wolf, no discernible skills, and a light drinking problem. It's like you're going
to
kill yourself.
You need to bloody well learn a craft.
Do something, man. I see these
go
guys.
Go to a Votech. Learn.
Imagine if you put on like a Hawaiian shirt, had like half of it unbuttoned, you had two tattoos on your face, and you're sitting there with long hair just like, I'm a graphic designer. Like, I'm looking at these dudes.
You think we're in the Matrix
right
now?
We might be plugged in, dude.
Holy fuck.
Dude. I wasn't even at jiu-jitsu. Someone just plugged me in this morning,
and
dude.
And you woke up and were like, I know taekwondo. What's he say? He's like, I know taekwondo.
Yeah, yeah.
Is it taekwondo?
I think so. Whatever the fuck it is.
You know that part, right?
I know exactly what you're talking about. But no, so I'm like, so, you know, we're arguing a little bit about that. And I'm like, oh, man, I'm not. I've been in these waters before. I have to get out. So then I researched this article, like how to have more sex with your girlfriend, basically, from like a psychological perspective. And the thing I learned is that like I had to stop. They're basically mentioning like stop. You got to stop initiating sexual touch. Like, you have to start from scratch, basically.
So you're reading articles about how to fuck your girlfriend.
Basically, yeah.
All right.
Because I'm like,
let me stop you there.
Oh, yeah.
Don't do that.
No, I'm telling you, it's working.
Even if it works.
Why?
Just, I don't know. I like it. Now, look.
I know what you're saying.
I'm the type of guy who, if you look at how things are going for me, you're probably thinking, maybe you should start reading some self-help articles.
Mm-mm.
But.
I know what you're saying.
Self-help articles are for dumb pussies.
That's true.
And chicks.
That's true. I'm with you on like
when my bitch reads a book that's like you're a kick-ass woman. I'm like, read that.
Yeah.
Become kick-ass. If I'm sitting down like reading some Jordan Peterson 12 ways.
You hating on JP now, 12 now, ways?
Yeah, I watched this.
What do you think
smile.
It is? What do you think it is?
Right
is it
away.
Pop psychology? I knew it, dude. You fucking been brainwashed by the libs. Pop psychology professor Jordan Peterson is basically catcalling Nazis. No, dude.
He's dog
Jesus,
whistling.
No,
to
he's
Nazis
fucking
do.
Not, man.
He got you.
Oh, my God.
Now, next thing you know, you're training, you're combat training.
Yeah.
Talking about how great Columbus was. You're getting there.
I'm not a fucking Nazi. I'm, dude, get the fuck out. Oh, my God. You're ashamed of 12 rules, dude. You know how many dudes haven't killed themselves because of Jordan Peterson? Yeah.
How many?
They're in the Reddit all the time. Like, I was literally thinking of killing myself, and I started looking at his stuff.
That doesn't count.
Hey, man, what are you saying? I'm just saying, dude. That whole thing of, like, well, the whole point anyway, and I have a part of me that's
so,
like that.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
The naturalist. No, please. That's like the naturalist of, like, I'll figure it out. You crash and burn hard in a marriage. You're like, yeah, I could probably use some advice. Like,
right. I'll give you that one.
So then, like, I'm looking it up. I'm like, these are muddy fucking waters, dude, and I have no idea how to navigate them. But it was like, everything it says
I
just
love
sucks.
That you can break. Like, every once in a while, if you believe Matt enough, he'll defend his, like...
I have a breaking point. That was her...
Jordan. If I bring up Jordan Peterson, I can see you slightly be like...
Dude.
The smile, you get serious right away. If you're like, yeah, like that shitty Jordan Peterson. You're like,
that
what's,
chaps,
all, what's wrong with Jordan Peterson?
That chaps my ass. Whenever all of his detractors, it's like, so what's your problem? And what specifically do you hate? And they're like, well, it's just... Oh, come on.
Come on, dude. Do I even need to say it?
Yeah. Chap, that's an ass chap for me. Catching me jerking off and making
you losing video games might be your all time.
Oh my God, dude. Don't even bring it up. I get I get literally depressed.
Yeah, I'm fine.
I'm cool.
I'm fine.
I get so fucking mad.
I'm not mad.
I get so mad.
Bullshit.
So yeah, so I got busted jerking. But I will say we had sex 2 days later, dude.